started. Roger.
Kenny.
Oh, hi.
Ohio. I always get that mixed up with Idaho, because I want to say both when I greet you. Good morning. It is Friday, a Food Friday. Hashtag Food Friday on Twitter. I'll search Twitter and find those and probably retweet anything related to the show and Food Friday. I typically will retweet also anything tag Team Cold Pizza. So if you would, join our team on Team Cold Pizza. We would appreciate that. Kenny, it's February 19th, 2016. Feels like this week just blew by. Can you believe Monday, you weren't here. I was here all alone. And you were in Disneyland.
That was the best thing ever.
Was it? I would think that this show would be the best thing ever. Best thing ever, Kenny.
Idaho, Ohio.
This is huge, gigantic news right now, and we're not going to talk about it. Apple and the FBI. I know absolutely nothing about any of this. I know how I use my phone, and I know that the FBI is trying to get into an iPhone, and that's it. And we're not going to talk about it.
Well, you don't want to take a side?
Take a side? There's no sides. It just is.
You don't want to take the side of the FBI, or you don't want to take the side of Apple.
Well, right? You don't need any sides for your Fruit Friday. No appies.
Fruit?
No appies. No main courses.
Apple invented the appies.
I don't think they did. Mm-mm. Can you imagine if they called them something else other than apps? Like programs.
How would they call them? Progs?
Progs.
That's not too bad.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to have you here.
Oh, okay. You're going to talk about how we're using a different program today?
I don't think it even matters, because the people who are downloading this don't care at all.
Right. Yeah, this is more of a live thing change that we're trying.
That is true. We've got a full house in our chat room right now. 7 a.m. Pacific is when we stream this show live over at goodstuff.fm/live. And if you'd like, you can join in. The chat room is actually embedded right in that page. But if you want to join separately, there are two ways that you can do that. And I'm going to explain in long form how that is possible. Now, when you join the internet, you can go over to goodstuff.fm/live and just put in your name real quick. There's a chat room embedded right there. Or you can join on IRC. We're in the hashtag goodstuff chat room over on Freenode. Or if you subscribe to our Patreon and you're interested in joining the Stuffy Slack, which has been talked about on a couple of other programs here at Good Stuff, you can be invited to that. So if you would like to, and you are at any level of Patreon support at all, you get access to that chat room. And we're in Slack most of the time. Now, I'm trying to balance. Now, see, Garko's even in the morning show Slack room. So if you want to talk to Garko, that's the place to be. Kenny?
Yeah?
I'm not even letting you talk at all. Are you okay?
No.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling left out, Kyle.
I am in this
Slack, so it doesn't really matter.
Do not hug me.
Okay, I won't.
You're just so sad. So sad. You know what?
Don't hug me.
I'm gonna skip all this stuff. Let's just get to today's headlines because there's some important stuff to talk about. Forget sure. Apple, forget the FBI, and forget I said anything.
These are today's headlines.
Kyle, this just in, Yahoo Food, one of Yahoo's new digital magazines, is no more.
Oh, I guess it's no more.
It's not even no longer new. Back in 2014, Yahoo, one of the web's fastest growing companies, launched a series of digital magazines. The end goal was to reach a new audience and thereby turn around what had become a flailing brand. Among them was Yahoo Food, a new landing page within the Yahoo universe filled with original and syndicated content, although it sometimes included content plucked from the pages of Eater.com.
Because everyone copies each other.
And Yahoo's no different, because Yahoo is... flailing is for sure.
Well, they have been cleaning house, closing all sorts of different departments and things like that, so... This is food related and top of our list, buddy.
Food Friday. Go with Yahoo Food. All right, moving on, Kyle. The Yankees will not accept your print at home tickets anymore.
What?
Hard stock tickets aren't going away. Let me get that right. But the New York Yankees announced that they will no longer accept print at home PDF tickets. Quote, so as to further combat fraud and counterfeiting of tickets associated with print at home paper tickets.
So as to further combat fraud, we are the New York Yankee robots.
So this is like if you buy a ticket online, you print proof of that from your home printer and you bring that piece of paper to the ticket taker, I guess.
The thing
they're not going to take it.
Everyone does this. Everyone does. It'd be like if you went to the airport and they said, hey, you can't print your tickets at home anymore. Are you kidding me? That's what people do.
At the airport, they have those kiosks where you take your print at home ticket.
I get it.
And you put it into the kiosk and it gives you a hard stock ticket.
I get it. I'm just saying you have trained people to do this for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
For one of the probably most frequented stadiums for baseball in the United States, for them to just change this on the fly, I don't know. They better be making concessions in general on their website and Ticketmaster.
Concessions. Concessions.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and hamburgers.
No.
Like hot dogs and hamburgers.
There you go. As long as what they're doing is by not taking these print at home tickets, they're pushing the MLB app where you buy the ticket on the phone and then you use the phone.
Sure. I've got a story for you for that.
Okay, we'll get to that later, but I'm just saying if they're pushing that instead of print at home tickets, then I'm okay. Right? Push the future, not the past. And now moving on, Kyle. Today, Virgin Galactic is unveiling Spaceship 2, its latest shuttle designed to bring wealthy tourists on suborbital space flights. The company has been without a main vehicle since October 2014 when a crash killed one test pilot and seriously injured another. After the accident, many journalists and industry experts expressed skepticism about Virgin Galactic's reliability. This new vehicle could help the company stage their comeback.
Wealthy.
And Kyle, last but not least, here's something you might want.
Okay.
In what once seemed like an unlikely partnership, Spotify and Google are teaming up to give free Chromecasts to new Spotify premium subscribers. The free Chromecast deal is valid until February 28th and requires a 3-month membership to Spotify Premium, which costs $10 per month. In exchange, subscribers get a free second-generation Chromecast normally priced at $35. There's just one catch.
Okay.
The deal is only for people who have never signed up for a premium trial or paid for the service before.
Oh, no.
So if you don't have any history with Spotify and you do the premium, you get the Chromecast. Otherwise, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I'm with the chat room. I'll just buy a Chromecast. Now, the thing is, with this Chromecast, is it? Do you know if it's the one that is the HDMI plug or the audio one?
No, I do not know. It's just second generation, which I don't think. I don't even think that's current generation.
Yeah, so that would. I guess that would
this
definitely.
This is their way to offload the stock of old Chromecasts.
No, this is new Chromecast.
Oh, it is
Chromium.
All right.
Well, I'm not.
I had to take coffee there.
Okay,
those are your headlines.
That was probably the worst possible time that you could have ever done that ever.
Forget
that
you were going to keep talking.
I'm not going to keep talking.
Mm-mm. No, okay.
That's not how this works, Kenny. But it is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress's analytics and podcast hosting.
Type.
Made for bloggers and podcasters. FeedPress is simple, intuitive, and a powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. Kenny, they feature powerful subscriber, podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, and automated publishing to social networks. And they've also got a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface, which is pretty much everything you need to submit your optimized feed to iTunes. They even let you change things like the title, the artwork, the categories. So we could just randomly show up in what? History, science. We could show up really wherever we wanted to, because
food.
We could show up in food. We could right there on your plate. Can you imagine little tiny versions of us on your plate? I mean, you would eventually have to eat it, but.
Eating quesalupas.
Yeah, I would not want to eat a quesalupa. That's what we did last week. No, thank you. They've also got a really cool feature called Valet Migration. So if you've got your feed elsewhere, say on FeedBurner or, I don't know, FeedFire.
FeedFire.
FeedFeeder. You don't want it over there. Where you want it is over on FeedPress. They've got a automatic migration tool so you can make the transition to their service with ease. You just answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned to your brand new FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on what you do best, which is probably food at this point. I mean, really, America. So trust us. Go over to feed.press/morningshow today. You'll sign up and try it for 14 days with zero contracts and zero commitments. And be sure, when you do decide to buy after those 14 days, use the promo code morningshow.
You had to really think about that one.
I did. I almost said transmission.
Oh, no.
Boo. What is that? Who even is that?
Oh, man. That train is sick.
Yeah, you'll get 10% off your first year of service with them. The chat room is asking if you can make a panini in a feed press.
Nope. You need a food press.
Thank you to them for their support. Maybe we shouldn't fade that one out. Can we do some live production here and make that so it just like right when I hit it, it boom, it hits you.
Yeah, you just have to change the fade time.
Okay, let's see.
Instead of five seconds, you make it zero.
0 seconds. Okay, that's a great idea. I will do that just as soon as I copy the feed press commercial break into our actual template. Because it hasn't been there for 3 weeks.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, this is our Fact and National Day segment. So yeah. As I close this and
show up. Want me to say some facts?
That would be great. You tell me one and then I'll tell you the next one. It'll be like popcorn for facts.
Popcorn facts. Here we go. There are more than 1,000 species of banana. We eat only one of them.
I did not know that.
I did not either.
Hmm.
Only one?
But there are 1,000. 1,000 bananas.
Not 1,000 species.
A long curved fruit that grows in clusters and has soft, pulpy flesh and yellow skin when ripe.
Jeez, that does not sound okay.
Bringing the banana tree to America. Go bananas. Ah, phrases.
Go bananas.
Mm-hmm. So if you go bananas, would that include all of the versions of banana? All 1,000 of them? Because yeah, that is
really a, bananas.
Mean, yeah, you're going. Top banana is the most important person in the organization or activity. I've never heard that phrase.
That is so awesome.
Hey, I guess I
have you heard? I'm top banana at this company.
That's right. I'm the top banana of morning show.
Kyle, we all know the top banana of morning show is Max the Engineer.
Ah, that's true. That would make us that would make us all second banana, Kenny. The second most important person in an organization or activity.
Yeah, and for people and for new listeners, Max the Engineer is Kyle's cat. Likes to fiddle with engineering practices.
Yes,
of equipment,
as in like stick, gigantic paws, where
pausing.
He is pausing frequently. Mm. Yes.
Pal, what's another fact?
Fred Bauer. Garko, I need some help with this one. Bauer. There we. Oh,
come on, Kyle.
That was perfect. Who lived between 1918 and 2002 was the designer of the Pringles can. And, Mr. Fred Bauer had his ashes buried in one.
That's so cool.
That is amazing.
That's the worst thing to dig up, though.
Well, there was... Oh, no! I thought there would be Pringles inside. Well, it's just dust. Do you think he looks like Pringle dust inside?
What do you mean he looks like it?
Like, you know when you take...
Are you saying that Fred Bauer, when he was cremated, he looks like Pringle crumbs?
Yes.
Kyle, that's terrible.
Okay. All right.
That's awful.
I don't know. Tastes like salt and vinegar. You don't know.
Oh.
You don't know. There was a story. I think it was from this week. The inventor of the small little espresso coffee maker thing died at age 93, I believe, and was buried in the espresso coffee maker that they invented. So this is in the same can. None.
Vain.
Tell me another fact.
Well, I think what that means is that we need to invent a product, and then when we die, we get to be buried in it.
Like in a... Bury me in a train whistle.
Blow my remains out of a train
whistle. Oh, no. Where's that one?
Oh, no. All right, Kyle, here's a fact. It costs us more to make the cardboard box that shredded wheat comes in than it does to make the shredded wheat itself.
Wow. That is very surprising. Very surprising.
So they lose money on every box of shredded wheat they sell. No, I guess not.
No, they just charge you more for the wheat.
Well, that just means they make a lot of money on shredded wheat.
Yeah, I mean, shredded wheat, you've got to be a certain kind of person to like shredded wheat, especially...
But how much does
in
it
its
take,
different forms?
How much does it take to make a box? Well, like a dime?
Probably, yeah. The shredded wheat itself is probably in the like sub-central area.
So okay, so it takes no more than a quarter to make a box of shredded wheat, and they sell it at the store for what, like $4?
$98, yeah.
$98 per box.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, I thought maybe we were in like Germany when was a whole lot of money. Kenny,
Kyle's brain is going.
Shredded wheat. If you don't know what shredded wheat is, it sounds like it would just be like the hulks of wheat, but that's not what it is. It's a breakfast cereal, Kenny, made of cooked wheat in long, brittle shreds that are pressed into compact pieces. Now, I'm going to pause this for a second. Which version of shredded wheat is your favorite?
What do you mean, which version?
So you can do the frosted shredded wheat. You can also do certain versions of the frosted shredded wheat. Or you can do the small shredded wheat, like mini wheats. But those, they're just small and not frosted. Or you can grab like the hay bale sized shredded wheat and throw it into a bowl.
Right. Which doesn't even come in a box. You have to buy it in a bundle.
It's a bale.
It's a just bale of shredded wheat.
Carry it in the back of my truck and take it home.
I like frosted mini wheats. That's a good cereal.
Okay, regular.
You can eat that right out of the box. You don't even need milk.
Right. Well, gosh, don't you dare.
I said you don't need milk. It's okay to have it with milk.
So, which version of frosting do you like on it?
The regular kind. What do you mean, what version?
I don't know. They've got like blueberry frosting, chocolate frosting. Like they're basic at that point. They're basically in the Pop-Tart vertical where
that's right.
Why don't they have shredded wheat that is like Gushers where it's got something in the middle?
I feel like that sounds awful.
I feel like that was
what would
thing.
They put in the middle? Hold like an on. Almond
filled shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat Gushers. That's the worst possible combination there.
This was totally a thing. It was called Touch of Fruit in the Middle. And it was put out by Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats. They're not a sponsor. I'm posting that link into the chat room right now.
Mr. Breakfast.
Literally Gushers for shredded wheat.
Kyle, not Gushers. This is like the Fig Newton of shredded wheat. Right? What's the touch of fruit? Oh, I guess it's mixed berry. It says that on the box.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Fruit in the middle.
Okay. Do they not have this anymore? This is now a defunct cereal?
I would assume so. Yeah, it's probably one of those very rare cereals.
I would like to try it.
Sir, how would you like your cereal?
Rare, please.
Filled with fruit, please.
Kyle, tell us what today's national day is.
I'm still flipping. Hold on.
Okay. It was National Drink Wine Day yesterday.
Yes, it was. What?
I didn't know about it until too late.
Which would what? Be this morning? Or
too late to go out and buy some wine so I can drink it.
You did not
have any on hand.
Right. You could have wine-filled mini wheats, maybe. Come on. Ding me.
Flip to it. Kyle, ding, ding, ding. Great.
Gosh, dang it.
I don't have a ding button over here.
Kenny, today is Happy National Chocolate Mint Day.
Ooh. Is this like the little chocolate mints you get on your pillow that you love so very, very much? I got it before you.
So that's
suddenly
the
there's a knock on the door.
I said, who is it?
No answer.
Who is it?
No answer. They're not saying anything. Okay, that's a Weird Al, guys.
Yes. I'm not going to read what's in the book, but I love so very, very much a chocolate mint. Andes.
You would probably be
my favorite.
Oh, I like Andes. You like, I guess York peppermint patties wouldn't be chocolate mint.
They have chocolate and mint together, but it is not a mint flavored chocolate. No.
I remember growing up, that was your favorite somehow.
Yeah.
Like that was your thing. Mm-hmm. I would get a Snickers bar. You would get a York peppermint patty. And I felt like you were always the adult, even when we were children.
That's right.
Because
welcome to reality, Kenny.
What seems to be the most mature candy, doesn't it? Mm. It feels like that's what, you know,
Yeah, like short of the things in the candy box that are like filled with coconut cream. Like other than that. Other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. I could see why you would feel that I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. Well good. Strangely. So guys, go out and eat some chocolate mints. Does that include mint chocolate chip ice cream? Could it?
It could.
Because I can do that today.
Now, it could if the ice cream itself was chocolate flavored with maybe mint chips in it. I feel like that would be okay.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it needs to be.
Is there a
double fudge chocolate mint? Give it to me. I need that.
Because mint chocolate chip is always kind of like the de facto flavor at a lot of ice cream places like that. Yep. That's always an advertised flavor. But I've never seen a chocolate mint chip or chocolate mint flavor.
Neither have I. You could do the opposite where the ice cream.
Kyle, that's the product we're going to invent. And then we're going to get buried in some chocolate mint.
No, I don't want to be buried in an ice cream container. Kenny, I've got some follow-up from last
good show. Follow-up.
Follow-up. It's from Wednesday. We were talking about the Nerf guns that shoot at 68 miles per hour, which I think is enough to make you go back in time. Almost.
I think so.
So this is the Nerf Battle Racer. It's an awesome pedal-powered go-kart.
Pedal-powered!
Pedal-powered go-kart. And it's got built-in brackets for storing. Okay, what just happened? It just scrolled automatically while I was trying to read. Where am I? Species of bananas.
Has built-in brackets for storing up to 4 Nerf weapons.
Why would it just collapse on its own? The whole bullet just collapsed on its own. It just collapsed on its own.
Collapsing.
The vehicle of foam destruction. Is for kids from age 4 to 10. So sad.
10 to 27 now.
Yes. Let's do that.
Please.
And it is currently available to purchase on Amazon.com.
Going now, there now?
Now, before you go to it. How much do you think this would run you?
The cart?
Yes, the cart itself.
Does it have the...
Click on the Laughing Squid article. I want you to...
Clicking on the Laughing Squid.
Okay, so you see it. You see the
okay, and now I'm looking at it.
You see the jovial child,
pedal powered. Wow, that kid's a good aim.
He's
not even looking at his target. He's just
really
being like
strong forearm. Like, you know,
this is really, I guess, it looks like a drive by
a little bit. Yeah,
like it's kind of teaching you Nerf drive by.
Yes, that's awful.
However, this thing does look awesome.
Yeah,
it does. You would be the best kid in the neighborhood if you had this. You would be feared for miles.
And then you go back outside and your car, your wheels.
Now, Kyle, if I had to guess the price of this, I would guess at least if guns are not included, I'd guess at least $200.
Hmm. Guns not included, $200. Okay. All right. Well, at Kenny.
Oh, cool. They go in the back too.
Do you want me to play the video?
Sure. Play the video if it's... Oh, wow. This looks high production value.
All right, they're shooting targets. They're driving around in an abandoned warehouse. And I just spent $400... to get myself a 4-wheeling plastic vehicle. $400.
Not okay.
Not okay at all. Are you kidding me?
This would need to be motorized and not pedal powered.
Well, did you see the motorized Tesla car that was making rounds this week?
You mean a Tesla Model
for
S?
Sorry. For children.
Oh, for children? No, yes. I didn't see that.
Small, very small Tesla car. Much more affordable than a real-life Tesla car, and without the factory constraints, obviously.
Okay, so I'm looking up Tesla car for kids. Oh, I see it now.
I think
radio flyer to sell Tesla flyer. Model S for kids.
Bingo.
Bingo. This kid's sticking out of the roof of a Tesla. Here, chat room. You can look at that picture.
Boom. Boom, boom. Kenny, I've got also some other feedback for us.
You mean follow-up?
Well, feedback and follow-up, whatever.
Feed, follow, press.
Following feed. Feed.back. We here, Morning Show, was featured in Patreon's monthly creator newsletter for February. Woohoo!
Woo!
So the woo sound. I don't have it yet. I was actually...
What?
I closed the sounds, and now that...
Everything's broken!
Now that we've got some new listeners, I'm going to make them wait for this.
Well, cool. Thank you, Patreon.
Yeah! Perfect.
That's good.
That's exactly what we needed. So welcome. If you are brand new, I did not see our subscriber numbers go up or anything because I'm looking at it on feed.press/morningshow.
Because you can do that.
Because you can. Kenny, FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and...
No. You already did that.
Here's some more follow-up. Nissan. You remember how we were talking about Nissan on Wednesday?
Yes.
They had those self-parking chairs for your office building.
Which we both upvoted.
Yes, that is correct. Well, I think we need to upvote this. Before we even get into the upvote, downvote, I'm not going to let you vote on this. Here's an adorable video featuring a number of different cat memes, they say. Nissan Motors reminds drivers to knock, knock. Let's see if I can... You like that?
Meow.
On the top of your hood, before you start your car, in order to gently startle away any cats who might have sought warmth and shelter in or on the vehicle. And meow. Here's what they say, Kenny. You can save a cat's life just by knocking on the hood before driving. And I tweeted about this yesterday. I guess I could play the video now, but they've got a whole website and video and all sorts of stuff for this. And it's mostly in Japanese.
So this is like a PSA.
This is a PSA for sure. And these cats are incredibly cute. So here's a message from Morning Show right to you. Save a cat. They're just trying to be warm. Hire an engineer. Have them help with your podcast. Over at feed.press/morningshow. Knock on your car. Hashtag knock knock cat. There we go. Thank you, Nissan. Knock knock cats. And they've got some cool stickers and stuff too.
Knock knock, who's there? Cat.
Cats. I don't
cats
get
who?
It. That's
Cat Stevens.
That's wrong. Very, very wrong. Kenny, speaking of wrong. It's time for our upvote, downvote segment now. Up, down. Still don't know how to introduce that, but it's okay. This is where we...
Every time that plays, I point up and then I point down.
Do you? We don't have video today, so I can't see ya. I cannot see ya. A boo-hoo. Kenny. Wedding guests playing bagpipes and wearing full Highland dress sparked a brawl in a McDonald's.
They were getting married in a McDonald's?
They did not get married in the McDonald's. However, there had been a wedding earlier in the day where one of the wedding goers was performing, and they decided to pipe themselves into the fast food outlet in Scotland.
Okay, this sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Other diners were not impressed with the musical accompaniment at 4 a.m., and told the duo to, quote, pipe down. That led to a heated argument, and punches were thrown at the other diners, between the diners and the pipers, if you would, leading to two men being injured, unfortunately. There's a video on this. This is going to be in the show notes, by the way. Good stuff. anchor.fm/morningshow. Or, of course, our brand new website, morningshow.am. But there's a video for this.
Okay, should I
play it?
Are you crazy? Last February, two Scots went to get some fast food after a wedding.
So the video is from this, I don't know, this YouTube channel that does 3D animation for news stories, and it is quite funny.
Oh, that's great.
They explain the situation. They've got very stereotypical Scotsman here having a McDonald's, I guess, what would be breakfast? 4 a.m.?
Okay.
Breakfast.
Are you going to let me talk?
With a sheep, Kenny.
Kyle. I'm going to downvote this.
What?
Just because I don't understand what wedding guests are doing at McDonald's at 4 a.m.
They're hungry.
I don't get it.
They're hungry.
Who's getting married at 4 a.m.?
I think they got married earlier in the day.
Earlier than 4 a.m.?
Yes. It was at least 2 a.m.
What is going on?
Scotland is kind of the Vegas of the UK a little bit. So, you know, that's also very wrong. I apologize.
I'm downvoting this still.
Okay.
The timetable doesn't make sense.
Okay. Downvoting. I'm also going to downvote just simply because you should not be throwing punches inside of McDonald's. We're against violence. Everyone understands that you've got some sort of like inner angst and hatred just for consuming the food. You don't need to make that any worse by punching me in the face.
The angst is actually, it's pointed at yourself.
The McDonald's is punching me in the face anyway. I don't need more punches. Please. Please. Please.
All right.
Here's a bracelet, Kenny, that claims it will be able to turn your arm into a touchscreen.
Now, we've heard this before. This claim is not new.
No, it is not. If fully developed, they say, Kenny.
Wait, I want to upvote or downvote this before we get into it.
All right.
Okay, the fact that they're calling it a bracelet.
Bracelet.
Kind of does not appeal to men, just because it seems to be a non-male.
I'm wearing a watch right now. What's the difference?
It's called a watch.
Okay. Let's call it a watch then.
Bracelet. Okay, a watch claims to turn your arm into a touchscreen. I guess I'd upvote this. Because if not even my forearm, just my whole arm turned into a touchscreen, that'd be great. You'd touch my elbow and launch my music apps.
I don't think that's how it works. So you would be giving signs from the dugout. Yeah. And launching progs.
And the guy across the street starts stealing second.
That's right. What? I thought you told me to slide. And then the car ran me over.
Okay, sad. Kyle. Tell me about this bracelet.
If fully developed,
bracelet.
This high-tech bracelet watch that you don't want could transform your arm into a touch screen. While the feasibility isn't certain, reportedly, there's a video here so you can see how terribly produced this is.
Oh, great. It's a Kickstarter or something, right?
The innovative nature of the concept and the mock-up shown here is pretty impressive, according to futurism.com.
Oh, that is loud.
This looks stupid. I'm downvoting 1,000 bajillion percent.
So you're downvoting based on the promotional video here?
Wear it in the bath!
Yeah, this is not new, is it?
It's stupid.
I've seen this before. I mean, it's running old Android on it.
Yeah. This is, what do you think? Yes or no? It's all we need to know. We don't need to know any more detail.
I'm downvoting this one.
All right. Downvoting for sure. Hey, Kenny.
This is also old.
You remember when we talked about Paul McCartney making Valentine sound emojis for Skype?
Yeah, we were really confused.
Yes, we were. Well, 13-year-old Mercer Henderson from San Francisco.
Mercer has already been composing
soundtracks for emoji in her spare time. In fact, she had no idea who Paul McCartney even was, according to Fast Code is
not
in
okay.
an article. Well,
not okay.
You can't blame her.
Why can't I not blame her, Kyle?
You can't. Mercer admits.
Mercer!
Dead.
That's terrible.
Hey, Mercer, come to McDonald's. I'll beat you up.
Wow, you're going to beat up a 13-year-old who's just trying to add sound to emoji. Really?
No, I'm going to beat up a 13-year-old who doesn't know who Paul McCartney is.
She's not worried, Kenny, about Paul McCartney.
Because then it'll be a surprise.
She's not worried at all. And the ex-Beatle are working on the same problem. She's not worried about that. Her app, called Audiots...
Oh, no.
Has way more emoji than Paul McCartney ever could put together, and way more sounds than McCartney's.
All right.
So take that, Paul.
Mercer, you're an idiot.
You just continually put down a 13-year-old. This is not okay. It's not okay.
It is okay. They got to learn.
The idea behind the app, Kenny, Audiots, is simple.
Come on.
Instead of blowing someone a kissy face emoji, imagine if you also heard the sound of the kiss landing. A chicken emoji would arrive with the sound of a chicken clucking. If you send a poo emoji, imagine a wet, explosive poo emoji.
Okay.
What do you think? Sound emoji for life. What do you want?
I think that the fact that a 13-year-old is claiming to have started all of this is ridiculous. You don't send sounds with emojis because it's text-based. If you want to send audio to somebody, why would you send emojis?
So you're saying
send them audio.
The platform is not made for this, where the sounds being sent can't be sent the same way that emoji are.
Right. I don't see the correlation. What's the point in having emoji if then you have to send sounds with it? Or if someone sends you an emoji, then your phone has to activate the sound of the emoji. Like, that would get really annoying really fast.
Yeah, they're separate. And they have to be separate. Or you end up making a completely separate application for messaging, only sound emojis. It's like yo for sound emoji.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, okay.
Downvote.
Okay, all right. Sans putting down someone who is working hard to make something like this happen and learning about app development, the idea itself of your emoji making sound is probably one that will be added to some future version of either iOS or Android, right? You've got your sound. Most of us probably are on vibrate right now, but you flip it on, and when an emoji comes in, it makes a subtle yet specific sound for the emoji that came in, right?
Yes. However,
I think that's possible. I think that's something that people would do.
Once you start sending multiple emoji, Kyle... That's where things get really weird.
Well, you can't anymore. You can only send one at a time.
Now, that would ruin the whole idea. That would ruin emojis.
Would it, though?
It would. Because people like to create... They like to create, like, pictographs of, you know, like, Egyptian hieroglyphics in emoji.
Holy cow.
That sounds terrible.
You are terrible.
Speaking of hieroglyphics, Kenny.
What?
UC Berkeley.
I don't see it.
Scientists there. UC Berkeley? I see Berkeley. We all see Berkeley. Aye, aye, aye. The scientists there are releasing a free app for Android that taps into a smartphone's ability to record ground shaking from an earthquake with the goal of creating a worldwide seismic detection network that could eventually warn users of impending jolts from nearby quakes. Now, doesn't that imply that somebody needs to experience the quake first?
Yes.
And then it alerts everybody else? But how, I mean...
In a split second?
Yeah. Oh,
also, sorry. If sorry, that person...
I didn't check my push notifications and I died in an earthquake.
But I'm telling you about it.
Right.
Kyle, that makes me think, so if somebody accidentally drops their phone... And then the seismic app goes, earthquake, everybody.
Now,
freak out.
The app is called My Shake. And it was made public on Friday, February 12th on the Google Play Store. Runs in the background with a little bit of power usage. So, Haroldina, get on this.
Downvote.
I think, okay.
I don't see how this is even going to work.
I think what it does is it correlates the shaking of multiple phones all at once in order to say whether it is or not.
Hard breaks too quickly. Everyone drops their device who's running this app. Everything's going to go crazy.
Yes. Yes. We're in California. We get a boatload of earthquakes. Would this even be helpful at all?
No.
Maybe for the big one.
The big one.
Maybe.
Not even.
But this requires... I trust Apple's terrible alert system that alerts me to Amber Alerts more so than I would a third-party application that I need to bet my life on having other people install so I will know when an earthquake happens. Are you kidding me? I would much rather create some sort of IFT recipe that immediately fires off when the USGS has a shaking event somewhere in an RSS feed and tells me about it. More than likely, it's something small and it's something that's, you know, 50 plus miles away, or it's on, I'm not directly on a fault line as much as I sometimes feel like I am. No, split.
Okay.
Okay.
Downvote.
You just get so tired after I explain things.
So much science, Kyle.
So much science. Lots of science. Well, here's zero science for this, Kenny. Two heads, 666, modified a teddy bear so that it rips its face off and plays a horrifying game of peekaboo.
Upvote.
You like this. There are four different YouTube videos, which I'm reluctant to put into our show notes right now, but they're all different.
All right, downvote. I just looked at the first video.
That's so what scary. I'm talking about.
Second video.
It's
third video. Fourth video. Oh my gosh. They get better with video. I found
you. So it's very, very frightening. Very frightening.
Frightening.
It's got a bleeding skull. If this is nightmare fuel, Kenny.
It is nightmare fuel, that's for sure. Peekaboo kids.
Very much nightmare fuel.
Scarred for life. Downvote.
Downvote for sure.
Downvote because I'm scared. Upvote because good job scaring me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it is for a very specific kind of person who is into that, which is, hey, you know, it's fine. It's whatever you like. It's also very impressive to alter and hack one of these, teddy bears to be able to do this kind of thing. Very cool. At least there's some sort of like engineering feat being accomplished here. It, however, does not stand above the creepiness of the bleeding bear nightmare fuel. No, thank you. At all.
All right.
And I've got one more. This is this is chair follow up for us. So we talked about the Nissan thing, but meet Kenny. I won't explain it any more than this. Meet the wearable chair.
Wearable chair. Upvote.
Chairable.
Ah.
It's a chairable.
Aha.
So it's kind of like a chairless chair where you wear these things on your legs. And it allows you to sit while kind of standing up at the same time. So it like creates this rigid sitting like posture, I guess. Like I could be doing it right now. You wouldn't be able to see me because you know you can't see me right now. But I would be kind of I don't know. It's like squatting, like half squatting, half not.
Uh huh.
I don't don't know. I don't know about this. Squat.
Well, either way, this, just wearing these, because it's like leg guards or something like that.
The chat room is asking if it's just the leg shin sleds worn backwards. Potentially.
It kind of is.
What if, it'd be like being in a luge, but for chairs.
But upwards.
Chair luge.
I don't know. The I don't want to say device, the wearable contraption here. It looks awesome. You kind of look like a robot.
You do. Wearing them. Yeah. Yeah, because it's got a lock.
I'm behind this.
It's got a lock somehow in place. But I feel like I would do this a lot accidentally. I want to sit down. Yeah, you go to sit in a real chair and you go, and it just sits there. It's like, are you going to sit down? I'm trying to sit down.
No, I'll stand.
You would never be able to go to the restroom ever.
Oh no.
Always.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Still upvote. This is it's too cool. It's like, too cool to deal with that.
You would turn it into a game, basically, trying to hover. you would not be able to do that at
I would lose. All. I would lose the game.
Yes, you would. It's like target practice.
Oh, gosh.
With a shotgun. Hey!
I'm with my crew. Snacking on, you dig?
Okay. Here's what we've got. Kenny, it's Food Friday. Do you have anything to eat?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, fine. Do you have coffee? Can you satiate yourself for the moment while I explain how this works?
Nope.
Okay. Perfect.
This is just for Friday. You today, Kyle.
It's just for me? All me?
Yeah, this is just for you.
Week. I will tell you what I have in just a second. Food Friday, Kenny, is where we grab a food item. Typically, it's packaged, or it could be sent in by a listener. That hasn't happened yet, but I'm looking at
fingers crossed.
You. Fingers crossed, of course. So, we grab a food item. And we try it on the air. This is probably some of people's worst fears, is hearing the smacking of people's lips. Like, people break up over this kind of thing. Like, they get divorced. They leave people because of how they eat. So, listeners, I thank you. We've done this many times for not leaving us. I mean, some people have, so, you know, shove off.
Good riddance.
That's right. But we eat the food on the air. I tell you what it is, how it tastes, and whether I like it or not. And then we move on, and I forget, and I black out, and I end up in a puddle of my own sadness.
And last week, we didn't do one live. We, in fact, did one later in the day.
That's right.
We had the Quesalupa.
We both, in fact,
hated it.
Yes.
You finished yours, didn't you?
Of course. Why would I not?
I took one bite and I went, nope, that's not for me.
I didn't like it either, but we ate it anyway. So
I might do that today again.
Don't do it. Don't.
I don't know. I might it's find not, another food item food. That's at a...
It's not real food. It's not real food. It's not Quesalupa Friday. It is Food Friday, Kenny. So
okay, all right. Here's all right. What do you got, Kyle?
This is astronaut ice cream. It's called Astro Rocks. It's available on Amazon as an add-on item, so you'll need to buy something else, maybe a $400 Nerf tricycle. I don't know, but I've got it here. So this is it looks like Dippin' Dots. It's best before April 27th, 2018. So that's a while. We're eating it a little early. It's a little ripe. Not ripe, anti-ripe.
Ugh.
Undercooked ice cream from space. So I've also got a news story to go along with this. So let's just move on to Nobody Cares News.
Nobody cares! Nobody cares!
While I eat this, by the way, they're really tiny. Little tiny Dippin' Dots. Should I just pour it in my mouth? You can't see me.
I can't see you.
But it's little tiny Dippin' Dot like nodules of freeze-dried ice cream.
Yeah.
in a pop top tube. Maybe we could be buried. I could be buried in the Astro Rocks container here.
No, you should just be turned into Astro Rocks.
Oh, yeah, maybe that. Maybe Astro Rocks. And then someone consumes
you while they're riding the Virgin Galactic 2.
You don't know.
Whatever it's
Astro
called.
Rocks could be people.
You gotta tell them Silent Breed is people.
You don't know. You don't know. Kenny, here's astronaut ice cream. Vox writer Philip Edwards investigated whether so-called astronaut ice cream ever really flew into space. The long-standing rumor says that it was a part of the Apollo 7 mission. So Vox writer Edwards spoke with Apollo 7 astronaut Walter Cunningham, who put the rumor to rest once and for all. There will be a video in the show notes for this. It looks at the history and the different types of food that really went into space, like bacon and other gelatinous substances. But what they find is that ice cream and vanilla ice cream was the only one listed there, was never in space. So I feel like before I even eat this, I'm being duped already.
Because there's
a modern astronaut on the front, and yet this is not an astronaut food.
Bummer. It's a cosmonaut food.
This is Russian ice cream.
How's it taste?
I'm rushing it to put. So far, it tastes like bubble gum, which is weird.
That's weird.
I'm just gonna pour it in my mouth. How about that?
All right, pour it. Pour the ice cream in your mouth, Kyle. I'm gonna pull that part. How is it? Are you chewing? Did some of the astro dust fall down your esophagus? Yeah, I think so.
I don't like it at all.
there was a lot of no talking from Kyle because he was almost regurgitating the astronaut ice cream.
It's made for backpackers. It's part of the backpackers pantry. So I can understand camping food. It's trying to be light. You're trying to go from place to place.
Right.
You want something, but
Kyle, go ahead. Kyle, go ahead and play the video that I put in the chat room.
If you may. Let's play this.
That's it. I'm through. I'm not chasing that stupid ice cream anymore. I wouldn't eat that ice cream if it walked up and hit me right in the head. Ice cream. I got my ice cream. It's not a dream. What a team. Just me and my ice cream. Was this you?
This was me like 5 minutes ago.
Hey, this doesn't look like ice cream.
Yeah,
Yeah, agreed.
It doesn't smell like ice cream either.
Okay.
It tastes like caca.
That's my favorite.
You have now experienced the quintessential TV experience that explains
our childhood.
Us, flat out, everything about us.
Yep, and I think we should end on that.
I think absolutely we should too, Kenny.
Does it taste like caca?
It's gummy. Do you think we can use that as a iTunes title? Tastes like caca? Probably.
If somebody suggests it, I think we could.
Okay. Maybe. I think they'll ban us.
Looks like we do have it.
Who?
They'll ban us.
Knows. You don't know. I'll consult our resident fecal expert, Jordan Cooper, on this before we go live with it. So we'll find out. Hey, Kenny, you can find everything that we posted today, morningshow.am. We've got links to all sorts of stuff. We've got links to Patreon, patreon.com/morningshow, where you can give a buck or two and get the full unedited broadcast that we put out that includes all the banter and songs and fun stuff before the show even happens and everything during and after the show. So it's kind of like an extended deleted scenes version of this. If you want to be a part of that, and if you are interested in joining the Stuffy Slack, which is a good stuff Slack chat room, if you've heard of Slack before. Sign up over on Patreon, patreon.com/morningshow. You can also find us on Twitter, Morning Show AM. And that's it. I mean, don't buy this food unless you're backpacking. And even then, I think I would rather drink ice cream soup, which is just like melted ice cream.
I would drink that.
Than eat this. It's Neapolitan flavor, by the way. I didn't tell you that. Ice cream drops. I'm going to go throw up. You have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Goodbye.
See you later, guys.
Have a good weekend.